June 15th, 2010.
Last time we learned was 2 weeks ago. So we got to the middle of Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We were discussing the din that Eid Echod is believed to say Ra'isiyas HaHorek. The Gemara quotes a Machlokes HaTanoim. Rabbi Akiva, this seems to disagree. Akiva says there is no such din. The only din is about 10 lines from the top of Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Rabbi Akiva says, If the Rabbonim have to bring an Egla Rufa, and then they have to wash their hands on top of the Egla Rufa, they have to say, so if they themselves witness the murder, even though they can't identify who the murder is, but they can't say if they saw the murder take place. So Rabbi Kiva says that's the only halacha. You don't bring the whole Egla Rufa on such a case. That's Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Rabbi Kiva Aima means Rabbi Kiva disagrees. If we'd say Omer Rabbi Kiva, it's a new member. Rabbi Kiva Aima disagrees with the Tanakhama. But we follow the Tanakhama here. Not only Sanhedrin Shiro Bechod Shaharagas HaNefesh, you don't bring Egla Rufa. If any Eid Echod says Ra'isi HaHoreg, so the Pasuk says Lo Noda Mihi Kohu, you only bring an Egla Ruf on the condition that no one knows who the murderer was. If someone can identify who the murderer is, even though you need two Edom in order to administer Mises Bezdin, Eid Echad is not good enough. Le'okad ben Echad bish l'cholov and l'chol chatos. Eid Echad is not bagloip, Eid Echad is not believed to give din in the fashas, but nonetheless, he's believed. He's not, the Ramban Achumish has such a suggestion. Eid Echad is not allowed to testify. It's Lashon Hara. The Ramban says if you have to aid him and you can put the guy in prison or you can give him the death penalty of Malchus, then it's not an aver of Lashon Hara. There's a din. You have to give onshim to people who do avers. But if an Eid Echad is going to step forward and he knows he's the only Eid Echad, he's going to come and say somebody was Mechal Shabbos, somebody was Baal Eish Hashish, somebody was Eved Avad Azar. So the Ramban says that's just plain Lashon Hara. The Gemara says there was an occasion that Tuvia did an Avera, and the only Eid Echad was Zigud. And Zigud came and he testified, so the Gemara says that they gave Malchus to Zigud. So the Gemara said, what did they do that for? Tuvia Chotav Zigud Mingud? Tuvia did the Avera. You give Malchus to Zigud? So the answer is yes, because the Eid Echad who came wasn't supposed to come. That's just plain Lashon Hara. Even though I know if it's not true, then it's Aitzah Hashemra. If it is true, then it's Lashon Hara. If you want to give a person Misa or Malchus, that's not an Aver of Lashon Hara. That's the din you're supposed to give Misa or Malchus. But if you know that you're the only Eid Echad, you won't be able to accomplish anything. You know there were no other witnesses watching when he did the Aver. So your testimony is not going to help at all. Ramban learns on the Aseres HaDin, but that's L'sisa Shema Shov. L'sisa Shema, L'sana Berecha, in the two Aseres HaDibras. Once it says Lasana Berecha Eid Shoker, you're not allowed to give false testimony against someone. And once it says Lasana Berecha Eid Shov, Ramban says that's what it means, Eid Shov. And Eid Echad comes, it's Arayz Gevarf, and it's wasted. What is he telling a story for? It's just outright Lashon Hara. He knows in advance that you can't accomplish an Einash Bezdin by Eid Echad. So
in
such
this, a, I mean, in this case, he doesn't name the whole raid. He just says he saw the killer. He doesn't name.
No, he says, I can identify him, though. I know his name. I can identify him.
So it's good.
Yeah. So the halacha says here it is relevant. Here the halacha says, if no da mihikov, there's an Eid Echad, even though Eid Echad is not believed to give the Einish Misa, but if there's an Eid Echad, it says, Ra'isi as a harig, I can identify him. So lo ha you orphan. So the din is, Bezna has to advertise, is anybody going to step forward to say that he can identify the murderer. If anyone can identify the murderer, so there's no din of Egla Rufa. So the Gemara says, what's the din if an Eid Echad comes first and he says, Ra'isi HaHoreg, then tomorrow an Eid Echad comes and says, it's not true, Loi Ra'isi HaHoreg. I was there with you on that day, and you didn't see any murder activity at all. What you said is not true. Lo ra'isa. So the Gemara says, Ula has a klal, kamokim shemina tori edechod, harein kan shnayim. The one who came first and said ra'isi ahoreg is believed, kishnayim, he's believed. He's believed just like if two witnesses would have come. They would have been believed to give Einish Misa. If they gave Asra, they would have been believed even to the extent of giving Einish Misa. So when the Torah says Eid Echad is believed to say Reisi Ahoreg, so he's Neman, we consider it as if there would have been Shnai. He's Neman. So if tomorrow an Eid Echad comes and says Loi Reisa, so we consider it as if it's 2-1. The one who came first and said Reisi Ahoreg is Namaki Shnayim. The one who comes second and says Loi Reisa, it's not true, he is not Bagloi. That's the din of Ulam. So we mentioned last time, 2 weeks ago, when we learned, we mentioned that in Yeridei, at the end of Siman Aleph, they quote that there's a fundamental machlokes harishonim, whether this applies across the board in all cases where Eid Echad is believed, or does it only apply in the 3 specific cases. So Tosis' opinion is it applies in any case. Let's say an Eid Echad comes and he says that the food on the table is chazer, you're not allowed to eat it. So the Eid Echad is Eid Echad Nemen Bisurim, so he's considered as if there would be Shnai. So if tomorrow an Eid Echad comes and says, the guy from yesterday is a liar, he doesn't know what he's talking about. What do you mean? He was in the slaughterhouse, and he saw that if it's Chazer, he doesn't know what a Chazer is, we're never in the slaughterhouse, Kulo Sheker, everything is Sheker. So Tosis writes in Krisis, the one who came first is Nemen Kishnayim, the one who comes second is only Eid Echad, so it's considered as if it's 2-1. So the one who came first wins, the one who came first said it's Chazer, so he's believed, and one who came second is not believed. In Yerideya, the Shach and the Taz say that they would be inclined to accept the opinion of the Ritva. The Book of Yosef and Yevamos quotes the Ritva that this klal only appears in the Gemara in 3 different places. Where really, if Eid Echad is Nema B'Yisurim to say that it's treif, so Eid Echad says that it's kosher is just as believed as Eid Echad. It says it's treif. Why should you say whoever comes first wins? The only 3 times that the Gemara formulates this klal avula is here by Egla Rufa, because really by Egla Rufa you should have required 2 Eidim to say we can identify the murderer, we want to give him the death penalty. So you really should have required 2 Eidim. So it's a chiddush haTorah that Eid Echad is believed to say Reisi Ahoreg. So the one who comes later and says Lo Reisa, the Torah doesn't give him special namanas, he's only Eid Echad. The Chiddush is the one who says Reisi Ahoreg. There you have a pasuk to say Lo Noda Mihikohu Hanoda Mihikohu Afil Echad is believed. So you only apply this rule of Ula Kol Mokum Shemina Torah Decha Reikan Shnayim, that the one who came first is believed, the one who comes second is not believed, because it's 1-2, it's 2-1, so the 2 win. It's only in these 3 specific cases. One is by Egla Rufa, because really the din should have required 2 Eidim. The second case is the end of Yevamos. On the Maseres HaShas, on the left-hand margin, they give you the cross-references. The other Gemara is the end of Yevamos Kuf Yud Zayin. To say Meis Baila, a woman is married, she's an Eshes Ish. So to say Meis Baila, that she's permitted to remarry, should have really been considered a Dovah Shebi'erva. It's a Chiddush Midirabbanon. The Pashtus is Minatoyre, Eid Echad is not believed to say Meis Baila. It's only a Chiddush Midirabbanon that they are makel to say we'll rely on an Eid Echad. Eid Echad says Meis Baila, we'll believe him. So the Chachamim only gave namanis to the one who says Meis Baila. So the one comes says Meis Baila, he's believed. It's a chiddush that he's believed. The one who's going to say Loi Meis Baila says no, the woman is an Eishes Ish. To say, to declare that the woman is or is not an Eishes Ish, he really should have needed 2 Eidim. The Chachamim only gave namanis to the one who says Meis Baila. He has naman. The one who says Loi Meis is not naman. So it's considered as if it's 2-1. That's the second case the Gemara has. Then the third case is Le'el Daf Lamed Aleph on the base. That's by a Saita. This is Masecha Saita. So a Saita means there's a Saita Vadai and a Saita Sofik. A Saita Vadai means you have 2 witnesses who testify that the woman was Mizana with someone other than a husband. Or the husband walks into the bedroom and he catches his wife being Mizana with someone else. So that's a Vadai that she was in. So a Saita Vadai is a Surah Baila, Surah Labal. She has to get divorced from the husband. She's not allowed to marry the boy. Then there's a Saita Sofik. If the husband is Choshed his wife that she's being Mizana, and he tells her Altistri and Mishplani, he tells her in the presence of 2 witnesses, don't be Misyachid with Plani, I'm Choshed that you're having an affair with him. Then later on you have 2 witnesses who come and testify. You have 2 Eidim on the Kinui. Kinui means the Hasroa. He says Altistri and Mishplani, don't be Misyachedis with him. then you have two Edom who testify on the stira, that she was nisteris, that she had yichud with that pliny that the husband was choshed her with. So then Halacha says, if you have two Edom on the kino, two Edom on the stira, the husband is not allowed to live with his wife until he brings her to the Beis HaMikdash and he gives her the Maim HaMarim. Then the Pasuk says, the Eid Ein Bo. The Nistero, the Eid Ein Bo. What do you mean, the Eid Ein Bo? So the Tanoim understand, the Mishnah understands that phrase to mean, the Eid Ein Bo. If you have two Eidim on the Kinui, on the Hasra, Altistri and Mishplan, then you have two Eidim on the Stira, then you have Eid Echad, says, I was there in the room and she was Mezana. So since it's Raglaim Ledovar, Hashari Kini Love in Istra, the husband was Choshed Abiznus with Pliny. And then she's Misacheres with Pliny, against the instructions of her husband. And then you have an Eid Echad who says, I was in the room and I saw she was Mezana. So it's really to say that an Eishes Ish was Mezana is also called the Dovash Abiyarva. So it's a Chiddush that the Torah says, because Kini Love in Istra, Raglaim Ledovar, and Eid Echad says that it's really true, she was Mezana. So the Torah is Mechadish, Eid Echad is believed to say Zinsa. But if you're going to have Eid Echad says, I was in the room and Zinsa, then another Eid Echad comes to mind and says, it's not true. I was in the room with you and Loi Zinsa. You're telling a lie. It's not true. So to say Zinsa or Loi Zinsa should really be a Dovash Abiyarva, to say whether the woman has to get divorced or not. Say whether the woman is married to say Niskatsha, or Nisgarsha, or Mezbaila, or Zinsa, or Loi Zinsa, all of these are considered Dovash Abiyarva. Dovash Abiyarva needs two Edom. Eid Echad Emebi Surim is to say Kashrus. Eid Echad is Bagloit. But to say about personal status, about marriage status, that the woman is an Eishes Ish, Nishkin Eishes Ish, the woman is Zinsa, she is a Soito, she has to get divorced, that's all considered Dovash Abiyarva.
Does Eid Echad also have to give
if you want to give Einish Misa, you have to have Asura. If you want it to become Asura al Baila.
Even though there was the other Hasura, which was the king, there's also Asura, but now you have to.
That was a Hasura that she shouldn't be Misyachedis, she shouldn't do Pritzes. If they want to give her an Einish Misa, you have to give Asura not to be Mizana, otherwise we'll give you Misa.
And
Eid Echad is Neman that she shouldn't drink the Mai Mamorim. Eid Echad is not Neman to give her the death penalty. Even after Kina Stira, it's only Nemet, Eid Ein Bo, if there's an Eid Echad, then, like over here, Eid Echad says, Reisi Ahoreg, so we don't believe him and give the death penalty to the man. We just believe him, Lando de Miko, we believe him that you stop the Arifa. You don't proceed with the mitzvah of Egla Arufa. So there also, Eid Echad is believed to say, Zinsa, during the Yichud, Sharikina Lobinistra, as Raglaim Ladova, he's Nemet to the extent that you don't do hashkoas hasoita, but it's not nemet to give her the death penalty. So these are granted the only three times that it appears in the Gemara Ula's rule. So both the Shach and the Taz came first, both the Taz and the Shach, Taz was older, so they both think at the end of Simon Aleph and Yeridah, they both think that the Ritva is more correct than the Tosis. The Ritva says that this din of Ula, that if one says, Risi Ahorek, and he's believed Kishnayim. So tomorrow, if another person comes, Eid Echad comes tomorrow and says, not true, Loi Reis HaHorek, he contradicts the first guy. So the one who came first is Bagloib Kishnayim, he's Nemi Kishnayim, and the one who comes tomorrow, Ein Dvar V'shal Echad B'mokim Shnayim. So they think that this only applies in these three special cases where you really should have required two Eidim. So then you say, Eid Echad is HaReikan Shnayim, he's Nemi Kishnayim. But if you say, Eid Echad Nemi B'Yisurim and Kashrus, Eid Echad is believed to say kosher, Eid Echad is believed to say treif, Zelba Eid Echad. So why should you say whoever comes first wins? Why should he be Nemen Kishnayim?
Rabbi Shifting, is the man, is the woman who Mezana to this man, he don't get punishment?
Sure he gets a punishment. Well, the man who is Mezana with the Eishes Ish, sure, he's supposed to get the death penalty.
Yeah.
If he gave Hasra, how are you going to have Hasra? It's very far-fetched. How can you give a hasra for an Eishes Ish Zinsa? It's far-fetched that you'll ever give anybody any Misa. That's what Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah in the end of the first paragraph in Makkos. If I would have been, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon say, if we would have been in the Bezdin, they live after the Churban Abayis. Rabbi Tarfon lived as Man Abayis and after the Churban Abayis. Rabbi Akiva was younger, contemporary of Rabbi Tarfon. So his main activity was after the Churban Abayis. The last 40 years of the Bayis Sheni, there weren't no din in the fashas. So they say, if he would have been around in earlier generations when there were din in the fashas, we would have seen to it that there were never, no one would ever get the death penalty. How can you have a hasra and the guys in Turkey, they dibur to the avera? You have to give the hasra a half a minute before he's about to do, not less than half a minute, quarter of a minute, Turkey de dibur before he's about to do the avera. And the person has to say, good, give me the death penalty. It has to be mater atzma lemisa. Says, almanos kein ani yosef. The whole thing is so far-fetched that you're going to have hasra Turkey de dibur. The dinam are theoretical dinam. The mice hardly ever happen. So this is the machle. This is the din of kol mokum shemina torei decha rabbi kanshtein. If the one who came first says ra'isi as ha'horeg, so then he's believed kishnaim. But the one who comes tomorrow is like a yochid against shnaim. So the yochid is not believed against shnaim. So then the gemara says, but what do you do with the mishnah? The mishnah seems to contradict it. There's a contradiction in Ebein. The Mishnah says, an Erechot comes and says, Ra'isi Ahoreg, and an Erechot contradicts him. So it says they neutralize, they cancel each other out, and it's considered as if no Edom came at all, and maybe you bring the Egla Rufa. You do bring the Egla Rufa. So the Gemara effect, Akasha, why? Whoever came first and said, Ra'isi Ahoreg is believed, one who comes after him is not believed. So the Gemara says, Rapchia says, if they came by Basachas, the din of Ula, that the one who came first is believed Kishnaim, the one who comes second is not believed Kishnaim, so it's considered as if it's 2-1. So the first Eidechad is considered as if he were 2. That's only if Bo Bezachazet, one of them came today, and one comes tomorrow. But if the second aid comes by Basachas with the first aid, then the whole din of Ula, Kol Mokum Shemini Torah Eidechad, Reikan Shnaim, you consider as if he's 2, the whole din doesn't apply. How do you translate the phrase bevasachas as opposed to bezachazet? What does it mean bevasachas? What does it mean bezachazet? So one of the sources where this din of ula appears, komokim shemin etorerech ekan shnayim, in the margin on the left-hand side, so it says le'el lamed aleph from a base. So you look there, lamed aleph from a base, there's a famous machlekes there, Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi says, if the second witness testifies Turk de dibur of the first witness. That's practically impossible. Turk de dibur means the first witness finishes up, he's in the presence of Bezin, and he says, Risi Ahorig, and I can identify him. And the second witness says, Turk de dibur, you're lying, it's not true, I was there, and the whole story is not true. Turk de dibur. If he comes Lachek de dibur, then it's called Bezachazah. If the second witness comes Turk de dibur, then it's called Bevasach. That's how Rashi learns. And Tosfos disagrees. That's the top Tosfos on Lamed Aleph on the base. Tosfos Dima Mascha Kamba Vasachas Kamba Zachazet. So Tosfos quotes Rashi, interprets the Gemara. Rashi translates the words of the Gemara. Bevasachas means Terkedei Dibur, and Bezachazet means Lachakedei Dibur. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha that the Gemara in the end of Yevamos on Kuf Yud Zayin on the base says the same comment of Rav Chiya that the din of Ula Kol Mokum Shemini Atarei Dechar Reikan Shnayim. We believe and we consider the one who came first as if he would have been 2 Edim. So the Gemara says in the end of Yevamos, that's only if Bo Bezachazeh. The Gemara says, what's the definition of Bo Bezachazeh? He tiru alinasei. Eidecha comes and he says, Meiz Baila, and Bezdin discusses it, whether we should accept the testimony of the Eidecha. And after a long discussion, after a long Masa Matna, Bezdin Paskins, the wife is Materis Lehinasei. So then if the Eidecha, if the other Eidecha comes later, after Hitiru Alinoseh, after the Bezin Paskins were going to rely on the first Eidecha, if the other Eidecha comes and says, not true, Loi Meis Bailo, then we say, Kol Mokum Sheminotar Eidecha Ekan Shnai. But if the second Eid comes before Hitiru Alinoseh, then it's considered Bevasachas. So how can Rashi translate, Vasachas means Terke De Dibur? So Beferish Igmar Yevamos, that Bevasachas means, if the second aid comes before Hitiru Alinoseh, it can be 3 days later. The Bezin is discussing whether we should rely on the first aid echot. Usually when you have a case of Agunas, the World Trade Center, they had the missing husbands. It took weeks and weeks and weeks till they were matter every Agunas. Sometimes it was an open and shut case, right? But sometimes it took weeks and weeks till they discussed it with Rav Avad Yosef, and they discussed it with Rav Al Yashiv. And usually these kind of things in Europe also, they would correspond, they would send Rabbanim, they would send letters to other Rabbanim to see what everybody says. Hitiru Alinoseh can take months and months after the first day. That's still called Bevasachas. Before Hitiru Alinoseh, The second eight can cancel what the first eight, he can neutralize the first eight. Only if the second eight comes after the Psak Bezdin, based on the first eight, after he's Ribbon Osir, then it's called Bezer Chazer. So Tosis thinks that Gemara in Yevamis is the definition of Bezer Chazer versus Bavasachas. Did the Bezdin Paskin here by the case of Kine Lovin Istro? So an Erecho comes and says, I was there in the room and Zinsa. So did the Bezdin say, we're not going to give them Aim Hamorim because the Erecho said so, or are they still thinking about it? The Bezdin is still thinking about it. So it's only called Bezer Chazer if the Bezdin Paskin, based on the first aid, we cannot give Aim Hamorim because Eid Yeshbo. The Pasuk says, Eid Aimbo. Or over here. How does it say over here? Lo noda mihiko. If the first one comes and says, Reisi ahoreg, and Bezdin discusses it for a couple of days. So if Bezdin Paskins, we cannot bring an egg larufo because the Erecho de Gezokta, I can identify the murderer. So if the Bezdin gave a psak based on the first aid, then the second aid is going to come later. That's called Bezer Chazer. Then you apply the rule, Komokum Shamina Torah Erecho, Arein Kanshnein. But Koidim Sheposku HaBezdin, before the Bezdin issues a psak based on the Erecho, the other eight can come a month later and it's still called Bavasachas. That's what Tosis holds. That's what Tosis holds. How can Rashi contradict the Gemara? Rashi writes on Lamed Aleph on the base that Bavasachas means Ter Kedei Dibur, Bezer Chazer means Efter Kedei Dibur. So Tosis says against the Gemara in the end of Yevamos on Kuf Yud Zayin. Says Beferish, Bavasachas means Koidim Shehitihiru Alinosei, and Bezer Chazer means Efter Hitihiru Alinosei. So the Rishonim defend Rashi. They say that Gemara in the end of Yevamos that says it's only called Bezer Chazer, if Bezdin Paskin based on the first Eid Echad, that's only by Meis Baila. Eid Echad by Meis Baila is not believed Minatur. It's only believed Midirabbana. So the Eid Echad comes and he testifies, I know the husband is dead. It doesn't mean a thing. On the level of the Raisa, nothing happened yet. Because Eid Echad is not believed to say Meis Baila. If the Chachamim will Paskin, he piru alinosei. If the Bezdin will paskin, she's allowed to remarry based on the testimony, that means that it's niskabla ha'edus. It's valid. But Kozman Bezdin doesn't paskin, he tiru elinosei, so it's considered as if the Erecho didn't accomplish anything. But over here, by Kine Lovin Istra, and Erecho is Neman Menatur to say, I was there in the room and she was in, so, or here by Egla Rufa, the Erecho comes and he's Neman Menatur to say, Roisi Ahorig, I can identify the murderer. See, here with the Erechot is believed Menatera, you don't need Hitirul, you don't need that Bezna has to paskin that we're going to accept this testimony. Menatera, his testimony is accepted. So that's when Rashi says it depends on Terchidei Dibur. If the second A testifies Terchidei Dibur, then it's called Bevasachas. Second A testifies Lachikdei Dibur, then it's called Bevasachas. The only time the Gemara says not so is by Meis Baila, because Erechot by Meis Baila is not believed Menatera. It's only believed by the Rabbanu. So it's only believed by the Rabbanu if the Bezdin declares we accept this testimony and we permit the woman to remarry. Because man, the Bezdin doesn't paskin hitiru alinose. So it's kilo they weren't yet mekabel yedus. That's how the Rishonim say that the Rashi sheet is.
But doesn't Rashi in the Lamed Aleph on the base also says in addition that the law is kaimei dusim bevezdin. He adds to that.
The testimony of the first one was invalidated because the second one came to Kedei Dibur. Right. If the second Eid Echad comes to Kedei Dibur of the first one, then Niskaimei Dusim Bebezin, everything neutralizes everything else. But if the first one testified and Kedei Dibur goes by, you wait a minute, and then the second one comes and he testifies, that's already called Bezer Chazer. That's what the Rishonim understand in Rashi. It's only if Tech Kedei Dibur, Lacha Kedei Dibur, if it's Lacha Kedei Dibur, then it's called Bezer Chazer. Unlike in Yevamos, where it can take months. It's still called Bezer Chazer even months later. Because by Meis Baila, it's only with the Rabbanon that the Erechot is believed. Till the Bezdin paskins that he tiru alinose, it's considered as if we weren't yet mekabel yedus. So that's how we paskin like Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya restricts it. Reb Chiya says the only time you say it's chad legabi chad, one eid echad says reisi ahorig, and then another eid echad says lo reisi ahorig. So when do you say the two neutralize each other? When do you say the Eidechot that came first is Zaman Kishnaim, and the one who comes later is not Bagloipt at all? In the Rav Shalecha B'makim Shnaim. So we pass like Rav Priya, Ebo B'vasachas. So it prevents you from being the Kabbali Eidus. The second Eidus prevents you from being the Kabbali Eidus of the first Eidechot. But Ebo B'zachazah, we already won the Kabbali Eidus of the first day. Then the second Eid is not believed because it's 2-1. That's how the Gemara says it. Then the Gemara has a kasha, but from the Mishnah there's a problem. The Mishnah talks about literally 2-1. Two Eidim say, Reisi Ahorig. And one Eid says, not true, you're lying, Loi Reisa. Or one Eid says, Reisi Ahorig, and two witnesses contradict him. So it says, whenever it's 2-1, so Ein Rav Shalach, Mimakam Shnaim, so the two win. But the Mashmois is, it's only because it's 2-1. What if it would have been 1-1? So it's not the same as 2-1. So then it would appear there are contradictions in the Diyukim and the Mishnah. If it's 1-1, do they neutralize each other and you bring an Egla Rufa, or do they don't neutralize each other? So the Mashmois of the Mishnah contradicts each other. So what's the answer over here? So that's what the Gemara raises the question. So the Gemara says, here on the second wide line, on Mem Zayin Amud Beis, Ella, there are contradictions in the Mishnah, Ella, and for the Gemara, there's an additional factor over here. Masnisen kula bipsuli eidus. The Mishnah is talking when the Eidechot who came first, when the two Eidim are coming later to contradict the Eidechot, some of them are posala Eidim. Some of them are posala Eidim. And the Mishnah is telling me, usually we have it in the Mishneh Makkos has a pasuk. It says, "Al pishnai meidim, al pishlosh meidim yumas hameis," that we can administer the death penalty if you have either two or three witnesses. So the Tanaim and the Mishnah bothered with the pasuk. In Miskayem says, "It's pishnai if two is good enough." So pshita that three is good. So why does the Chumash have to say "Al pishnai meidim, al pishlosh meidim"? Let it say "Al pishnai meidim." Anything two and above is going to be good. So the Mishnah says, the answer is, lahakish no shalishnaim, mishnaim lishlosh. It's a hekish. And it does make a difference whether you have two or you have three. It's all the zel bezach. What do you mean the zel bezach? That's what we call trei kemeya. If you have 100 witnesses, say, lovo, that he borrowed money. And two witnesses say, loy lovo. Or two witnesses say, lovo, and 100 witnesses contradict them. So two witnesses is the highest level of nemanis, and 100 doesn't make it any better. I bet it's 100-2. No, that's called trei kemeya or meya ketrei. That's exactly the same. That's why the pasuk says, "Al pishnai meidim, al pishlosh eidim." If you have three eidim, it's exactly the same as if you would have had two eidim. It doesn't make a difference. So if indeed in nefashis and indeed in mamonis we need two eidim, so you say trei kemeya, meya ketrei. So let's say you have a case where eidechot is believed. One of these three cases where eidechot is believed. Or let's say eidechot emen bisur. So if Eidechot is believed, so if you're going to say trei kemeya, meya ketrei, so you should say trei kech, you should say 100 is kechad. So if one person says Ra'isi Ahoreg, and then you have 100 people say he's lying, so that should be equal to 1-1. That should be the same as 1-1. So the Gemara says, that's what the Mishnah is telling me, that it's not so. Usually when you have Eidus on Mominus, Eidus on Nefoshes, Eidus on Dovah Shabbi Yerevo, when you need Shnei Eidim Ksherim, so if you're going to have two Eidim say one way, and 100 Eidim say Fakert, then we say Trei Kemeya. It doesn't make it any better. Just because you have 100 Eidim against two, doesn't make it more Neman. But over here, if you're talking about Pasala Eidim, since Eidechot is believed, let's say Eidechot Neman B'Yisurim. Eidechot is believed by Yisav Heter. So is a woman believed by Yisav Heter? I come home and my wife gives me dinner, and she says everything is kosher. She doesn't have to say it's kosher. My wife comes back from the mikveh, and it's assumed that she's tahira. She doesn't even have to say that she's tahira. So you say, Erechot is neman, even applies to noshin. Even applies to, let's say, aganef. Aganef doesn't have nemanis by mominus or by nefoshes or by davish or bierva. But aganef, if he's religious, if he keeps a kosher home, that's what he does for a living. Happens to be aganef, unfortunately. But if he keeps a kosher home, so he's bagloipt, he's neman on the kashrus. Eidechot nemen bisurim, it doesn't bother me the fact that he's posel eidus, the fact that he's a ganef, or the fact that it's an isha. But here the Gemara says, since Eidechot is neman to say, Reisi Ahoreg, Oyrecha is nama to say meiz baila. Oyrecha is nama to say zinsa. Acha kinestir to say zinsa. So the Gemara says, whenever Erechot is believed, that's the second wide line on the daf, on Mem Zainam Abeis. Kidi Reb Nechemya. The Tana Reb Nechemya says, Kol Mokim Sheminator Erechot, when the Halacha requires two Eidim, where do you need two Eidim? By Mominus Nefoshes and Dovish Abiyarva. By Mominus, there's a Pasuk, Al Pishnei Eidim, Al Pishlosh Eidim, Yochim Dover. Yochim Dover means Mominus. By Nefoshes, you have a similar Pasuk, but not identical. Al Pishnei Eidim, Al Pishlosh Eidim, Yumas Hameis. So Yomus Hameis is Din in Nefoshes, and Yochim Dov is Din in Mamas. Then you have a third pasuk that says, a man has to divorce his wife if it's been ascertained, if it's been proven, that Zinso, if she's a Saitava, if he ascertained she's a Saita, it says, Ki Motza Bo Ervas Dover, because of Allah's Sefer Krisa. How did it happen, Ki Motza Bo Ervas Dover? How did the husband discover that the wife was Mazana? So the Gemara says, Yilayin Xer Shava Dover Dover Mimaman. There it says, Al Pishnei Eidim, Al Pishlosh Eidim, Yochim Dover. Yochim Dover means Mominus, so you need a minimum of two Eidim. So Kimotzeba Erva's Dover means to be Mavar, a fact of Dover Shabi Erva, to say Niskatsha, Nisgarsha, Meiz Baila, Asur Al Baila, Saita, yes Saita, not Saita. Anything that has to do with marriage is labeled as a Dover Shabi Erva, you need two Eidim. So whenever you need two Eidim, Hastis, by Mominus, Nefashis, and Dover Shabi Erva, they have to be Kosher Eidim. The ganef is not bagloib, and the kreivim are not believed, and the noshim are not believed. That to be kosher edim. Rav Nechemi says over here, kamokim shemina toreid echad by kashrus, where you say echad nami bisurim, or by these cases, by egla rufa, by meiz baila, or by saito, where the halacha says echad is good. So if echad is good, all the psulim on them, on him also. Kamokim shemina toreid echad. So kroivim are also good. All the psulim are good also. So that halacha of trei kemeya, meya ketrei, that's only formulated in the two psukim by Mominus and Nefashis. It says, al pishnei meidim, al pishlosh eidim, yumas hameis. Then by Mominus says, al pishnei eidim, al pishlosh eidim, yokum dover. So makish, shlosha, lishnaim, shnaim, lishlosha, doesn't make a difference if you have 100 eidim or 2 eidim, trei kemeya, meya ketrei. That's only in those three areas when you need kosher eidim, you need two. Kosher Eidim, Mominus, Nefashis, and Dovish Abiyervo, then we say Trei Kemeya Meya Ketrei. But if it's a case of Eidecha, Namen Bisurim, or these three cases where Eidecha is believed, so number one, Psuli Eidis are also good. And number two, the Gzeres HaKosov of Trei Kemeya Meya Ketrei doesn't apply. So the Din is Haloi Chacharev Deis. If it's going to be 6-5, so the six are going to win. And Kavachayim is going to be 2-1. If it's going to be 5-1. So for sure, the five are going to win. You don't say, no, but Eid Echad is believed. So if you have 100 Eidim, it's the same level as Eid Echad, like whenever you need 2 Eidim. So 2 Eidim, you've attained the highest level of Nemanis, so 100 Eidim isn't better than 2 Eidim. So you should have said over here, Eid Echad is believed. So even after 100 Eidim contradict the Eid Echad, it should be even. They should cancel each other out. So Rav Nechem explains, you don't say like that. So that's what the Gemara is interpreting, Ela Masnis and Kula. This whole Mishnah, the Gemara has the same on Daf Lamed Aleph, because there's such a complicated Mishnah there also about Saita. The Kine Lo Benistra, then there's an Eid Echad, it says Zinsa, then there's an Eid Echad, two Eidim say Loi Zinsa, it's not true. So the Gemara goes through the whole Cheshvan over there. So the Gemara explains, Ela Masnisan on the second wide line on Mem Zayin and Beis, the ganze Mishnah is talking about Psula Yedu, Sekir Reb Nechemya, and Nechemya the Tana developed this Klal, Kol Mokam Shemina Tore Eid Echad, then it's not subject to the rules of Trei Kemeya, not subject to the rules Halacha Charoiv Deis. So if you have 100 Eidim say one way, and 99 Eidim say Fakert, so the 100 Eidim are going to win. It's a Gzeres HaKosov of Trei Kemeya, by Mominus Nefashos Dovish Abiyervo, where you need two Eidim, that's a Gzeres HaKosov of Trei Kemeya. But here where there's no Gzeres HaKosov, Eid Echad is good, so then the Din says Halacha Charoiv Deis. So if it's 2-1, so the two win. And then Reb Nechemi continues, v'osu shtei noshim b'ish echod, let's say the Eid Echad came first to say, Reisi Ahoreg was a man. Hakosher Eid Echad, a man. But the two who come to contradict him are women. So osu shtei noshim b'ish echod, if it's 2-1, so it's like shnei anoshim b'ish echod. So 2-1, so the two win. That's the first version of Reb Nechemi. Even if the Eid Echad came first, who's Nemon, even if the Eid Echad came first was a kosher Eid, a man, still, the right, and the ones who are contradicting him are psulim, are women, So the first version of Reb Nechemya is that you still say halacha achar roiv deis. If it'll be 2-1, it'll be 6-5, so the roiv will win, the six will win. The Ikad the Amri in the second version of Reb Nechemya has it, no. That far not. Kolecha dosei dechad koshem eikora. If the first one who came and he said Reisi ahorek, or he says Zinsa, I was there in the bedroom in Zinsa, or he says Meis Bailet, the one who comes first was a kosher aid, afila mea noshim ki echad damya. We'll say since the aid echad who came was a kosher aid, we say reikan shnayim. And then you have 100 women later on, 100 women al pidin are not kosher ladies. So then we would say the first one is neman kishnayim and the 100 women are not nemonim. It's if it's bizarre hazeh. Achum askinan here, but when you're interpreting in the Mishnah that everything is talking psuli edus, the first aid was also a pasala aid. If the first aid was said ra'isi ahorig would have been a man, then 100 women would not be able to contradict him. But it's talking the first one was also an isha. Achum askinan gondosa isha meikora to begin with. An isha came, a psuli edus came to say ra'isi ahorig. So then, if you have later on two against one, if you have 100 against 99, so the 100 will be believed. But the memory of Reb Nechemya, how did we word the memory of Reb Nechemya? On the third line, on the third wide line, what did Reb Nechemya say? If two women contradict one man, it's like two men contradicting one man. So that, according to the Ikadiyam, according to the second version, you have to rewrite the statement of Reb Nechemya, not Ve'osu Shteinoshim Yishechot. If two women contradict one man, you have to zet sign, you have to reword it, you have to correct the memory of Reb Nechemya. It should read like this, Reb Nechemya Amer, fine, 100 to 99, 100 win. If two women contradict one woman who came first, then it's 2-1, Haloich Achar Rav Deis. Avol, Shteinoshim Yishechot, but if the Erechot was a kosher aid, then I say, I treat him kishnayim. So then, even if you'll have 100 women coming later on, it'll be kapal kapal gadomi, and I won't say halach achar roiv deis. So these are the two versions of the Gemara. Usually, the, so if it's bizarre hazeh, so we will accept the testimony of the first one, and the second ones we don't accept. We don't accept it all. So the first one says, ra'isi ahoreg, so there won't be any egla rufa. If the first one was a man and he said, Reisi Ahorig, then you have 100 women say, not true, we will not bring the Egel Arufa, because the man is Bagloib Kishnaim, and the 100 women are not as nemonim as he was. It's as if it would have been 1-1. If it's Chad Legabi Chad, one aid says Reisi Ahorig, one aid says Loi Reisa. So then we distinguish whether the Basachas or Bezachazeh. So if the one aid it says, Reisi Ahorig was a man, a kosher aid, and the 100 people who come later are women, so it's like one against one, that the halacha says it, bo b'zach hazeh, so the first one is believed, the second one is not believed. Usually when you have two versions in the Gemara, like over here, you have the first version of Reb Nechemya, and then on the third white line it says, v'yikad the Amri, and there's the second version of Reb Nechemya, and you have to restate the memory of Reb Nechemya. So usually the Rambam has a club. Whenever you have two Lashonis in the Gemara, he always paskins like the Lishnah Basra, like the second version. That's the way the Gemara was edited. Whenever they have two versions, so they always save the more correct version for the last. So that's why the Rambam paskins, that's the tiny letter Gimel. On the third wide line, the Gemara has a tiny letter Gimel, indicating that the Rambam paskins like the second Lashon in the Gemara. Then the Gemara has... Same thing. The same two versions. This whole shtick of the Gemara, this whole 10 lines, appears before in Lamed Aleph, and the same thing appears at the end of Yevamos. The same thing. And then the Gemara concludes, how come the Mishnah has in both directions? First, an Eid Echad came, and he said, Ra'isi Ahoreg, and then two contradict him. So two against one, so the two are believed, the one is not believed. Originally, two Adam said, Reisi Ahorig, and one contradicts him, so again, two against one, so the two are believed. Why does the Mishnah have it in both directions? First came two, and then Eid Echad contradicts. The first came one, and two contradict, so the din always is that the two are believed. Why does the Mishnah have to bite in both directions? So the Gemara says, because the Mishnah is teaching us this din of Reb Nechemya. The whole Mishnah, Kula Masnisan, is talking that you have Psuliatis. The one who came first is Pasulate, the ones who come second Pasulate. So one might have said, perhaps to distinguish, that it makes a difference in which direction. Whoever came first said, Ra'isi Ahoreg. So he wants to pata you from the Egel Arufa, not to bring Egel Arufa. So maybe the Aloha that you believe two against one, if everybody's Pasul, maybe that din is only Lahachmer, not Lahakal. Maybe yes to be Mechayev Egel Arufa, but Tohakal, Lahakal, not to have to bring an Egel Arufa, maybe the din, we do distinguish in a din Daraisa, we have a Sofik Daraisa Lachumra. So there is a difference in din of Daraisa between Lachumra and Lakula. So one might have thought perhaps that there's a difference, that if you have 2-1 or 1-2, you follow the two against the one. Maybe you go Lachumra, but Lakula not. So that's what the Gemara explains. It doesn't make a difference. Retire to Psuliatis Lomali. Why do you need two Mishnayas, one after the other, two lines in the Mishnah, talking about the same case? And whatever, it's 2-1 or 1-2, so the two win. Mora says, no, I might have thought to distinguish. Mao de Tema, Kiazlina Basa Rav Deis. When do you say two against one, so the two win? That's only Lechumre. Af Yetze bringing the Egla Rufa. Ava Lekula, maybe I would have thought you don't say 2-1 should win. Because in Kol HaTorah Kula, by Mominus Nefoshes and Dovah Shebiyeva, there is no such din that Halochacha Rav Deis. It's only a din over here where Eid Echod is believed and Psuliatis are believed. So by Psuliatis you go Basa Rav Deis. And one might have thought that maybe I consider it as if it were a Sufik. And you only go Basa Rav Deis Lahachman, not Lahokel. So that's Kamash Malon, and that's what the Mishnah tells me in all cases. The two always win. So that's the end of Hilchas Egel Arufa in the Mishnah. Amem Zayin Amen Aleph, we've completed the Din of Egel Arufa. Now the Mishnah continues about historical comments. How long did the institution of Egel Arufa last? When we haven't heard for many years, well, in order to have an Egel Arufa, you have to have the Sanhedrin and the Lishkas Hagazis send either 3 or 5 people to measure to the city, Svivas HaCholot, to see whichever city is the closest. So since 40 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni, there's no more institution of Bez Nagodol. So that's for sure. There's no longer any din of Egel Arufa. And Zman HaBayis, before the last 40 years, when there still was Sanhedrin, up until the last year, they taka had Egel Arufa. So the Mishnah says, no, there was a cutoff point even before the last 40 years, when the Sanhedrin was still functioning, there still would be no longer any Egel Arufa. When was that? So the Mishnah says, that's 5 lines from the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. That's what we left off in the Mishnah. By the tiny letter Zayin, the 5th line from the bottom. So it says, Mishirabu Horatzchanim. There came a period towards the end of the period of the Bayis Sheni, that there were Jewish murderers. They knew who the murderers were. They were mobsters. They were mafia people. This one, that one, the other one. Whenever there would be a murder, they knew it's one of these 10 people who murdered him. So the whole institution of Egel Aruf only applies lo no da mihiko. You don't know who it is. We know who it is. Dera Klav, we know. It's one of these 10 people. So the whole institution of Egel Aruf doesn't exist. So that's how the Mishnah writes, Mishirabu Horatzchonim, towards the end of the period of the Bayis Sheni, even before the last 40 years, when there still is a Sanhedrin. And the Sanhedrin can send representatives to measure, but still there are so many murderers, and we know we can identify them, Butla Egel Arufa. There's no longer any Egel Arufa because it's considered as if no da mihiko. That's the Mishnah. Mishabo Eliezer ben Dinoi. There was a gangster. Sinishka ben Kantana. He was a murderer. Mishabo Eliezer ben Dinoi. And he had a lot of aliases, otherwise known as Utrina ben Parisha Hoya Nikra. Probably had more than 2 names. Wherever he went, he had a different name, and he cheated everybody and killed everybody. Trina ben Parasha Hayanikra, he went under at least another alias, Chazul Krosa ben Haratzchan. It doesn't mean that his father was a murderer. Like it says, ben Belial. Ben Belial doesn't mean that my father was a Belial and I am the son. Like ben Mavis Ato, doesn't mean I'm the son of Mavis, means I deserve the death penalty. So ben Belial means I am a wicked person. The Ben Haratzcha means that he is a murderer. Then the whole Masechta is talking about the Saita. The first dirty blood talks about Saita. So the Mishnah says such a similar din. The din of Saita is the one and only instance in the whole Torah where the Torah promises the, a miracle throughout all the future generations. Usually we say, Ein Samach Mal Anais, you have no right to rely that Rabban Shalom is going to do a miracle unless he told you in advance. So the Rabban Shalom said, the husband should bring his wife to the Beis HaMikdash and she should drink the Mayim HaMarim. And there's no poison in the Mayim HaMarim. It doesn't taste good because you have to take V'locha HaKoy Mikarka HaMishkan. You have to take a little sand and stir it in. So it doesn't taste good. But the sand is not poisonous. It's not unhealthy. So the Torah says a miracle is promised. If she's guilty, she'll start to turn colors. She'll turn yellow, green. And she'll start to get sick. She may die on the spot or she'll at least start to get sick and get worse and worse and worse. And if she's innocent, v'chosam and ixrav and izra zar, she'll be healthy. And if until then she didn't have any children, then the Torah promises a miracle will occur, she's going to have children. So the Torah says you can rely on this miracle that was promised throughout all the future generations. This is the test. So the Torah only promises the miracle on the condition that the people are worthy of a miracle. Let's say the husband runs around with a lot of women. The husband has his prostitutes, and he has his girlfriends, and he's all over the place. Or the couple has children, and the children are not so medaktik on leisinaf. The children are not so tzniyazdik. They all violate these doors. So the Mishnah says, Mishirabu ha-munafim, towards the end of the period of the Baisheni, the institution of Mayim HaMarim is only bisman she-beis ha-migdash ha-yakai. You have to, the husband has to take his wife to the beis ha-migdash, and you drink the Mayim HaMarim. But even towards the end of the period of the Baisheni, there was a Beis HaMikdash, but there were so many people who are in violation of Laisinov, so the Torah's miracle was not promised. Yisharabu HaMenof and Posko HaMayim HaMarim, the whole institution stopped to exist. And who was the Tana who stopped it? Bechamen Zakai Hiv Sikon. Bechamen Zakai, the Gemara says, lived till the age of 120. The Gemara says the first 40 years, he was in business, and he made a fortune, and he retired at the age of 40. Then he sat and he learned for 40 years till the age of 80. At the age of 80, they appointed him as the chief rabbi of the Sanhedrin, and he lasted from the age of 80 till the age of 120. That was in our generation. Rabbi Lezer Shach became world famous at the age of 85 or something. That's when he, until then, Kolzman the Panovich Rav was alive. Rabbi Lezer Shach was a Rebbe in the yeshiva. He's one of the three Rosh Yeshiva. And after Panovich Rav died, they were looking for someone to be the big leader. So that all of a sudden he appeared out of nowhere. And after he passed away also, Kolzman, he was alive, no one ever heard about Rabbi Steinman. He was one of the rabbis in Panovich also. And after Rabbi Lezer Shach passed away, because soon after, all of a sudden, this Baron Leib Steinman became world famous. So this Rabbi Nachman Zakai also like that. At the age of 80, he was appointed the chief rabbi. Until then, first 40 years he was in business. Then the next 40 years he was a Talmud. He was Ben Zakai. And then he became Rabban. Rabban means our rabbi, the chief rabbi.
Didn't they carry him out of the walls of Yerushalayim?
Mm-hmm.
With the Bayan.
He was the one, yeah.
The last 40 years he was Kohen Gadol,
no? I don't think he was a Kohen.
No.
No, the last 40 years he was the chief rabbi. So the Gemara says that during his chief rabbinate, his 40 years, he and his best made 9 takonis. So the Gemara says those were 9 takonis. One was the Raisa, and the other 8 of the takonis were the Rabbana. Why do you call it a takonis if it's a din deraisa? So the Gemara says Dorash Vehiskin. He publicized a din deraisa that wasn't well known. And here, it's not that he made a takonis. Here the Gemara says he abolished the Mayim HaMarim. He said it wasn't his takonis. He said he gia hazman, that the miracle of Mayim HaMarim no longer applies. It was only promised on the normal times. So that's what the Mishnah says. Rabbi Chaim Zakai was the chief rabbi under whose presidency Hifsikon. That's when he stopped the Mayim HaMarim. Shenemar, Loyefker, how did he know to stop the Mayim HaMarim? So the Pasuk says in Treyasar, Loyefker al b'nesechem kises neno. If your daughters will be Mazana, the miracle that was promised by the Mayim HaMarim that she'll die if she's guilty, if she'll get sick, and Choysev and Ixrev Nizra Zarav, she's innocent, that's no longer promised. If your daughters will be Mizana, I no longer promise, the Rebbe Shalom says, I'm no longer promising that I'm going to make the miracle. And if your daughters-in-law Kisan Afena. Why? Because everybody's running after his nus. Everybody's violating his nus. So that's what he said. Rabbi Chaim Zakkai said, it's a Gia Hazman, that there's too much Gilei Arayis going around, so the whole miracle no longer applies. Then the Mishnah continues, once we're already starting about his historical comments, when did the mitzvah of Egel Arufa cease to exist? When there were Jewish mafia, and you could identify who the murderer probably is. It's one of the following people. They have that in Shulchan Aruch. There's a din, let's say the Nochrim come to the Jews, and they say there was a Geneva in our part of town, and we know for sure that it was a Jew. So they want you to find out who the Jew was that did the Geneva, otherwise we're going to make a pogrom. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Rabbonim would tell the Goyish police, it's probably one of the following five people, and you investigate. The Jews know who the gangsters were. So they said, it's probably one of these guys. That's not an Issa Mesira. If the guy's a Ganav, say he deserves to be punished. Mesira is if it's Shaloi Kedin. If it's Kedin, there's no Issa or Mesira. The guy deserves to be punished because he stole. So you tell the police who the Ganav probably is. So that's similar to this Mishnah. Once they knew who the gangsters were, who the murderers were, so there's no longer any institution of Egel Arufa. So that was one point in history. And then when there was a lot of Gilei Arayis going around, so the miracle that was promised about the Maim Amorim no longer applies. Then the Mishnah continues with historical comments. There was a period of time that you had the Zugais. The Mishnais and Pirkei Avos list off Yosef ben Yezav, Yosef ben Yochanan, Yerushalayim, Kiblu Mehem. So the Gemara says in Chagiga, those listed in the Zugos, the two names, the first name was the Nasi, the chief rabbi, and the second name is the Abbezin, the assistant chief rabbi. You have Hillel v'Shammai, Kiblu Mehem. Hillel was the Nasi, the chief rabbi, and Shammai was the Abbezin, the assistant chief rabbi. So it says, one of the pairs of the Zugos was Yosef ben Yezav, Yosef ben Yochanan. Yosef ben Yochanan, I think, not ben Yehuda. Yeah. That's how the Bach corrects it. So he says, when this pair of Zugas passed away, Mishemesu, Botlu HaAshkoilos. Ashkoilos is a description that refers to unusual Talmid HaChachamim who are all around people. Isha HaKol Toliboy, a man who is all around. He knows how to give a good drush, he knows how to paskan Hashad, he knows how to say a pilpa, he knows how to do kirev activities. He's on everything. So when they passed away, there were no longer any Yeshua Ashkoilos. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Ein Ashkol Lechol, the no more clusters of grapes to eat, Bikuro Ibsa Nafshi, I would desire to have some fresh fruits, but there's nothing there. There's nothing to eat. There's no more. So the simple reading of the Pasuk is that nothing is growing on the vines. There are no clusters of grapes to eat. But the Gemara says, the Mishnah says it has an additional understanding that the no longer unusual Talmid HaChachamim who are Isha HaKol Bo. Chazon Ish has an interesting comment. He says that years ago, he says in the days of the Nariv Yehuda, let's say. So the Nariv Yehuda, you look in the Chuvas, he has Chuvas Halacha Lamaisa, then he has Pulpulim and Kochim and Antares, he has his Sefer Tzlach, the Tzion and Nefesh Chaya and the Gemara. And he says he was a darshan, he gave hashkof, and he gave halach, and he gave pilpul, he gave everything. And then he says, in the later generations, we have a division of labor, like in the after the Industrial Revolution. So years ago, there used to be one tailor, he would make the whole jacket. And now it's done by machine, so you don't have one person knows how to do the whole jacket. One knows how to put the buttons on this side, the other one knows how to put the buttons on that side. One puts the pocket over here, one puts the pocket over there. When they put together an automobile, so one screws in this wheel, one puts in the radio on the front, one puts in the clutches, whatever. Each person does one little part. So he says, in the Olam HaYeshivas, it also became like that. In every yeshiva, you have a poisek. So he paskens all the shadas. And the rabbeim give pilpulim. And then you have the mashgiach gives hashkofe. And you don't have one person who does everything. He says, in the days of Nadi Yehuda, there was one person that did everything. The same person who would pasken would give the pilpul, and he would have to have a balance. When you're giving a shear, you have to give a little pilpul. When you give halacha l'maaseh, you have to leave out the pilpul and stick to halacha l'maaseh. When you give a drush, you have to give hashkofe. And sometimes it would be drush, al derech hadrush, homiletics. And sometimes it would be pure hashkofe without the homiletics. So that's, in the days of the Tanoim, there was a point. After this pair of zugas died, Yosef ben Yezav, Yosef ben Yochanan, Yesh Yerushalayim, when they passed away, on a certain level, it was Batlu Anshei HaAshkoilos. They were no longer all-around men. then the Mishnah is continuing with the historical comments. There is a din of vidui maisa, the din of biur hamaisris. There's a 7-year cycle, every 7th year of Shemitah. You're not allowed to plant anything, whatever grows is hefker. So since everything is hefker, so there's no mitzvah to be mafresh trumas hamaisris. That's what it says in Mishnah. It's aser te'aser, kol tvua zarecha, only if it belongs to you. If it grows from the ground and everything is hefker, so there's no obligation to be mafresh trumas hamaisris. Hefker is pot. So you only have the first six years of the Shemitah cycle, whatever grows belongs to the farmer, zarecha, aser te'aser, kol tvua zarecha, and you chayv to be mafresh trumas hamaisris. The 7th year, you pot. So the 6 years that you chayv are divided into 3 units. The first 2 years, you chayiv to be mafresh truma gedoyla maisa rishon maisa sheni. And the third year, you mafresh maisa roni. And the fourth and the fifth year, you mafresh truma gedoyla maisa rishon maisa sheni. And the sixth year is a repeat of the third year that you mafresh maisa roni. So then the psukim say, from Rosh Hashanah of the 4th year till Pesach of the 4th year is a half a year, a little over 6 months. So that's the shas habir. Any truma gedoyla, maisa rishon, maisa sheni, maisa oni, bikurim, whatever you have sitting around the house, it may have rotted away already. If it's from the first year, they had no freezer, it's going to rot away. You can't have grapes from 5 years ago. It'll get ruined. But whatever you happen to have around the house that didn't get ruined, you have to see to it that by Pesach of the 4th year and by Pesach of the 7th year, you have from Rosh Hashanah of the 7th year till Pesach of the 7th year, you have 6 months to give everything away. And then on Erev Pesach, you have to recite Vidui Maisa. Vidui Maisa, the farmer says, B'yayti HaKodesh Merabais, V'gam Nesatev La'Levi, L'Ager Li'asma Asisi, K'chol HaShet Tzivisoni, and yes, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, that he should give us a blessing because we were mafresh Shemas HaMaisis properly. So the Mishnah says that it reached the point in the history of the Jewish people that they discontinued that mitzvah Vidui Maisa. The giving away the Shemas HaMaisis, that still existed, it still exists today. He's supposed to give away the Truma Gedolah to the Kohanim and the Maisa Rishon to the Levim and the Maisa Rani to the Anim. Maisa Sheni we can't eat in Yerushalayim for various reasons. We are all Tomei, the Maisa Sheni is usually Tomei, and you can't eat Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim unless you have Mizbeach Banoi. So we have no Mizbeach. So they have 3 reasons why we can't eat Maisa Sheni Bizmanazan Yerushalayim. So we have to be paid in the Maisa Sheni. What do you do with the money? You're supposed to take the money to Yerushalayim. And then buy Munasata Kesba Boko Batsona Bayana Mashekha. You can't do that. So you have to destroy the money. You can have hundreds of thousands of dollars of Maisa Sheni Ashad the Geld. Why should you destroy all that money? So in the Mishnais it says you take all the hundreds of thousands of dollars and you paid all of that on one pruta, and then you destroy the one pruta. Bizmancha Beis HaMikdash HaYekayim, and you're going to take hundreds of thousands of dollars of Maisa Sheni and you paid on one pruta, then you're only going to have one pruta's worth to buy Boker Batzara B'yayin HaVashecha, so you're cheating the institution of Maisa Sheni. So Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYekayim, that was not permitted. But Bizman HaZeh, you're not cheating Maisa Sheni. You're not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni anyway in Yerushalayim. Because of the 3 reasons, because we're Tomei, and the food is going to be Tomei, and there's no Mizbeach Banoi. So the Gemara says in the end of Tomorrow, so there's no Averit to cheat Maisa Sheni. So it's permissible L'Hatchila to do like that. So the Gemara says, even though we still fulfill the mitzvah of giving away the Truma Gedolah, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, but we no longer recite the Vidui Maisa. We no longer say, V'yati HaKodesh Min Abayis, V'gam Nesati V'la Levi. Why not? Why don't we? This was discontinued in the middle, from an early stage, the Gemara is going to say, an early stage in the Bayis Sheni. Why? So the Gemara says, Ezra was bringing the Jews back from Bavel to Yerushalayim, he was going to build the Beis HaMikdash, going to bring Karbonis. So in order to bring Karbonis, you have to have enough Kohanim, you have to have enough Levim. So the Gemara says, the Psukim say in Ezra, he stopped at a certain river, and then he looked around and he took a cheshbon. How many does he have enough Levim? So he realized he doesn't have enough Levim to run a Beis HaMikdash. You have to have Levim 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You have to take care of what's happening in the Beis HaMikdash. When these Levim are sleeping, you have to have others guarding the Beis HaMikdash. You have to have Shmiras HaMikdash Balailo. So he told everybody to wait by that river, and he went back to Bavel, the Psukim say, to schlep more Levim. So because this doesn't say in Tanakh, but this, the Gemara has an oral tradition. Because Ezra saw that the Levim were negligent in coming back, hardly anybody came back, but the Levim were even less than their percentage should have been. So because Ezra saw that the Levim were negligent and not coming back to be able to function in the Bayis Sheni. So that's why Ezra penalized the Levim. Instead of giving the Maaser Rishon to the Levi, he said you can give the Maaser Rishon to the Kohanim as well. So the Gemara has two versions, what exactly was the penalty of Ezra. So the Gemara understands in Ksubas, around Daf Chafei, second parak in Ksubas, the Gemara says, on the level of the Raisa, there's a Machlekes, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lozab, and Azariah, whom do you give Maaser Rishon to? True Megdol, you give to the Kohanim. Whom do you give Maaser Rishon to? Can you only give to the Levim? Or they say, no, you can give either to a Kohen or a Levi. Every Kohen is also Shevet Levi. So that's a Machlekes, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Lozab, and Azariah. So the Gemara understands what was the penalty that Ezra penalized the Levim. So the Gemara says he only penalized one step past the Din Daraisa. If the Din Daraisa is that you can only give Maaser Rishon to the Levim and not to the Kohanim, then Ezra penalized the Levim. I give you the Brera. You can either give Maaser Rishon to the Levim or to the Kohanim. But if the Din Daraisa is, that's how the Rambam paskens, if the Din Daraisa is that you can only give Maaser Rishon to the if the din arises, you can give Maaser Rishon either to Kohanim or to Levim. So then the penalty of Ezra was you can only give to Kohanim. He changed, he moved it one step from the din arises. If the din arises was you can only give to Levim, so he said you can either, you have an option, you can either give to Kohanim or to Levim. So Ezra penalized the Levim one step past whatever the din arises was. What is the din deraisa? That's a machlek zarekiv and ablozim and azarin. That's a shaila. How long did that penalty last? The Bayis Sheni lasted for over 400 years. So the Levim who were negligent in coming back were the first generation of Levim. So the Rambam writes, Ezra konesas ha-Levim shebidoro. Ezra only penalized the Levim in his generation. They were the ones who were pasheya. The Levim, 300 years later, what do they have to do with the Levim in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni that they didn't want to come? So the Rambam claims the penalty of Ezra is only Ezra Konas the Salavim, Shebedoro. The Ben Haslin says that it's against the Gemara. The Gemara in the second parak in Ksuba says, Beferi. The Gemara is talking about Tkufas HaTanaim. And the Gemara talks about the penalty of Ezra after the Churban Bayis Sheni. That's 500-600 years later. Penalty of Ezra is still there, whatever the penalty is. Either he can only give to the Kohanim, or it's optional to give either to the Kohanim or to the Levim. So how can the Rambam write that the penalty was only Ezra Konesas HaLevim Shebedoro in his generation? The Gemara's Dech Beferish, even 600 years later, the penalty is still there. Mm-hmm. Good question. I don't know. Good question. It penalized that whole Mishmar of Levim, of Kohanim.
I don't think if midaraisa you can give it to a Kohen or a Levi, so I can understand how Ezra says it can say okay
only
now,
to the Kohen.
But if midaraisa it has to be
only a Levi.
That's a Levi. How could you say oh you can also give it to a Kohen?
So you're not yetsa yeshkach biar chacham lakar mitzvah menatar b'shev yaltasa. Like they tell us that on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, we forbid you from fulfilling the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. So they have the authority to tell us to be mevatel mitzvah. Here also, if you're going to give the Maaser Rishon is mutter to a non-Kohen to eat also. Truma may not be eaten by a Zar. Maaser Rishon may be eaten by a Zar. It's not an Iser. The only thing is it's Gezel. You're not allowed to cheat the Levim. If you have to give it to the Levi and you don't, then it's Gzela. So the Chachamim made Hefker Bezen Hefker. Even though we're stealing from the Levim, we're giving it to the Kohanim, they said, don't worry about the Gzeh. And then Yeshkach Laka Mitzvah B'Shev Altasa. They tell us, don't fulfill the Mitzvah Deraisa. If you don't want to give it to a Levi, don't. And if you're not going to give it to a Levi, you're simply not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Matnas Maaser Rishon. You're supposed to give Maaser Rishon only to Levim. And they said, we give you the option. If you want to give it to a Kohen, you may. So they employed Hefker Bezen Hefker. They're stealing from the Levim. And they're saying, we relieve you from fulfillment of the mitzvah. If you don't want to, you don't have to fulfill the mitzvah. Mitzvah is only fulfilled by giving to a Levi. If you don't want to, you don't have to do that mitzvah at all. The what? Right. The Gemara says there are 24 places in Tanakh. Mechoptal, Mekomis, Nikru, Kohanim, Levim. And nonetheless, there's a Gemara in the end of Pcheres, where the Gemara says that a Kohen is Nishkan Levi. So Sachastira, what's going on here? So the answer is there are two Sedot Zvei Dinim over here. There's Shevet Levi and there's Kedushas Levi. So the Kohanim, B'chav Talad Mekarm is Nikur Kohanim Levim, the Kohanim belong to Shevet Levi. But Kedushas Kain is one thing, and Kedushas Levi is a different thing. So a person who has Kedushas Kuna does not have Kedushas Levi. A Kohen belongs to Shevet Levi, but he doesn't have Kedushas Levi. So that's the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lozim and Azari. When the Torah says you have to give Maaser Rishon to the Levim, what does it mean? To the members of Shevet Levi, then Kohanim are included. Doesn't mean though you have to give Maaser Rishon to those who have Kedushas Leviyah, then Kohanim are not included. Because that's the Gemara, the end of Chorus, that a Kohen does not have Kedushas Levi. Whereas says a Kohen is a Kohen, he doesn't have Kedushas Levi. If you're not mafrish Maaser Rishon, then it remains Tevel so with Misa B'day Shemayim. Once you mafrish the Maaser Rishon, even if you keep it for yourself, you're over, you're mevatel the mitzvah of Matnas Leviyim, and you're over on Gzela, the Mishnah says, you're over on Leisigzel. Some of the Rabbanon, they can solve those two. They're over on Leisigzel, so they said, Hefke Bez Nefke, don't worry about Leisigzel. And you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Matnas Leviyim, so yesh kach v'achachamim, v'akadob minatar b'shevi altasa. They can tell us, they can authorize us not to be mekayim a mitzvah. So the Mishnah records, the last line on the daf, on Mem Zayinim and Al, the Mishnah records that it came a certain point in history that the Tanoim declared that we no longer fulfill the mitzvah of Bidoy Maiser. We still have to do Biur HaMaisris. We have from Rosh Hashanah of the fourth year till Pesach of the fourth year, and Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year till Pesach of the Shemitah year to give away all the Trumas and Maisers and everything, but on Erev Pesach to recite B'yarti HaKodesh Men Abai, is that not? Why did they abolish the Yechid and Kain Gadol? Was the one Heber HaDoyas HaMaiser. Why did he discontinue the Vida Maisris? So the Gemara is going to explain, because in Vida Maisris, Asisi Kachal Asher Tzivisani, I did exactly as you instructed me. Nobody does exactly the way we were instructed. Once Ezra penalized the Levim, and you have an option, of giving the Maiserishin either to a Kohen or to a Levi, or you give a Dabke to a Kohen, so you're not doing what we were supposed to do. It's Yesh Koach Laka B'Shevi Altasa. We're not a fulfillment of that mitzvah. So that's what the Gemara says, that Yechon and Kain Gadol abolished Vidoy Maisa. That's a problem. What took so long? Should have been in the days of Ezra. If Ezra was the one who penalized the Levim, and so there are two versions what the penalty was. So if the penalty was Minatari can either give to a Kohen or to a Levi, and he said, don't give to the Levi, only give to the Kohen, then you yotze the mitzvah Minatari. So there's no reason why you shouldn't say Vida Mais. Elamai Minatari can only give to a Levi, and he allows you to give either to a Kohen or a Levi, and if you give to the Kohen, you're not yotze the mitzvah. So then it should have been Ezra should have made that. So this is problematic. There's a gap of a few hundred years of history here. Why is from the days of Ezra till the days of Yochanan Kohen Gadol? Yochanan Kohen Gadol sounds like it's the end of the period of the Bais Sheni. The first 350 years, or the first 400 years, they also shouldn't have.
Maybe they were giving it to them.
They weren't observing the Takanas Ezra.
The first generation after they came.
After the first generation, they no longer.
But the first generation, they were observing the Takana, not to give. And then they were giving back.
Yeah.
So why did Yochanan Kohen Gadol abolish Vida Maisa? If they are, no. The Gemara says the reason why is because they were following Takanas Ezra. So you see, Takanas Ezra was being observed not only in his generation. This Gemara is also against the Rambam. The Rambam says the penalty was only Ezra Konas Salavim Shebedoro. This Gemara says it not like the Rambam. Like the Gemara in Ksubis, the penalty of Ezra was for many generations. So that's a historical problem over here. And then why? And he abolished it because no one was giving to a lady.
Then afterwards,
could be.
Then they weren't following the way it should have been done. So
could be. Could be. You need some
like
historical answer.
It's like the Kurim. Sometimes they gave them, they didn't read. Hello, Kurim, they're Nelson McCormick.
Mm-hmm. Could be. It's a historical question, so you need a historical suggestion. Okay. That's a suggestion. Then the Mishnah says that this Yechanan Kohen Gadol, one takana he's known for, he abolished, he did away with the mitzvah Vida Maisa. We no longer, from his time on, we no longer recite B'yarti HaKodesh Men Abayis. And he was mevatel another practice that they had that was improper. Afu bitalas hama'orerim. We have to figure out what were they ma'orer. there was somebody, there was a group of people at Beis HaMikdash who were Ma'orer, they would recite Psukim from Tillim. When the Levim would sing the Shira in conjunction with the Nisach Hayayin on the Mizbeach, so they would recite certain chapters from Tillim that they were Ma'orer, the Rabbani Shel Olam, to do strange things. So he said, nothing doing. Don't recite those Prakim and Tillim. You just recite the Shir Shal Yom. You recite what you're supposed to. Or we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there were no kfim. There were a bunch of chever that used to do strange practices. And the Beis HaMikdash, Gemara is going to discuss exactly what it was. He abolished that practice. Then, Ad Yomav, until his time, Oyepatish Makab Yerushalayim, they used to do Malach and Chalamoid, and he did away with that. Will be Yomav, and during his lifetime, it was during his lifetime that they made the takone that whenever you purchase the mai from an amoritz, you have to be mafrish maisis. Until his time, some people were mafrish, some people were not mafrish. If you thought the amoritz was an erliches, so you would not be mafrish. So everything was very iffy. And then he made a takana, that's it. Whoever buys peris from an amoritz has to be mafrish demai. So from that time on, we know that all the demai has to be gemaisit and farti. So now the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion on these different historical comments in the Mishnah. So we left off on Mem Zayin on the days, about 10 lines into the wide lines, where the Gemara quotes a caption from the Mishnah, Misherabu Harotzchonim, Misherabu Harotzchim, when there were mafia gangsters, murderers, and the Rabbonim knew, these are the Chevrit, if you find a body murdered, it's probably one of these 10 guys who did the murder. Tana Rabbanim, we have a Tosefta, we have a Braisa. Mishirabu Haratzchanim, when there were a lot of Jewish gangsters and we knew who the murderers were. But Leg LaRufa, why? Tavshena Bo Elo Alasafik. The only being Eg LaRufa, Flo Noda, Mihiko, you can't identify who the murderer was. So therefore, Mishirabu Haratzchanim, Begalui, we knew who the murderers were. They were openly killing people. It's But Leg LaRufa, you no longer bring Eg LaRufa. The whole purpose of Eg LaRufa, the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim, is in order to make a big tamula, to make a big tumult, that the police should be able to investigate who did the murder, they should catch the murderer. We know who the murderers are. The people murder in public and they get away with murder. They can't do anything about it. So there's no longer any use for having the whole Egla Arufa. Then the Gemara's comment on the Mishnah, Mishirabu Hanofim, when there was a lot of Gilei Arayis taking place, so the whole miracle of my mamorim is no longer promised. Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa says, V'nika ho'ish me'yovain, the Pasuk says, the husband brings his wife to the Beis HaMikdash, she has a drink, the my mamorim, so she may die, she may survive. V'nika ho'ish me'yovain. So the Pashup shot is, if she dies, so he caused his wife to die, so he's not guilty of anything wrong. She had a brera to admit that she sinned. She keeps on claiming that she was innocent. So the miracle is going to happen, she's going to die. So that's the Pashup shot. V'nika ho'ish me'yovain, the husband shouldn't feel guilty. He's not to be held responsible for the death of his wife, because the Bezdin kept on warning her in advance. If you're guilty, so admit that you're guilty, and you'll get divorced, and you won't have to drink the Mai Mamor. Or, v'nika ho'ish me'yovain, let's say she does not get sick. They give a Mai Mamorim. She does not get sick. So the Mishnah say before, maybe she did mitzvahs and maisim tovim and schusas toila. She may not get sick right away. So how can the husband live with his wife? It may turn out that the truth of the matter is that she is a soita and she'll live a couple of years and then she'll die in mesim mishuna. So how is he allowed to live with his wife? So the pasuk says there's no aver. V'nika ish me'yovan. If she dies, he's not responsible for her death. And if she lives and he lives with her and it turns out later that she really was a soita, the Torah says he's allowed to rely on this. V'nika ish me'yovan has no aver. So the Gemara now has an additional level of interpretation. V'nika ho'ish me'yovan is a condition. The only time the miracle of my mamorim is promised is if the husband is an erlecha, if the husband is not running around with a lot of prostitutes. V'nika ho'ish me'yovan is mancha ho'ish me'nuka me'yovan. What right does he have to subject his wife to this, to the whole rigmarole of the Mai Mamorim, if he himself is running around with Eishes Ishna with prostitutes? If the husband is a fruma in this area, he doesn't have to keep Shabbos, he doesn't have to keep Kashas, but he has to keep Loisinov. But Einu Ish Menuka Meyoven, if the husband himself is running around with a lot of women, Einu Amayim Bodkim Es Ishtoi, then the miracle is not promised. V'yoyimer, and then the other Pasuk says, in Nabi and Treyosar, the Pasuk that's quoted by the Mishnah, not only if the husband is not Menuka Meyoven, let's say the husband is an Erlecha, but the children, the husband's children, their children from this couple, or children from another wife, I will not punish your daughters if the husbands will bring them to the Beis HaMikdash and they'll give him my mamarim. I will not cause the daughter to die. The miracle is not promised in this case. Why? Because al kalasechem kisin afena. Because your daughters-in-law are being mezana. Not only if the husband himself is a noef, if the children are noafim also, the miracle is not promised. My biyomer. Why does the Brisa quote the second pasuk? What's wrong with the first pasuk? Only if the husband himself did Averis. But if his sons and his daughters do Averis, they violate Lasinaf. That should not prevent the miracle from happening. As long as the husband is Menuka Meyoven, Toshma, the second Pasuk says from Teryasar, Layefka, Abanasechem Kisiz Nena, Akalasechem Kisino Afeno. I will not punish the daughters if they're Mizan and they drink the Maimamarim, because the daughters-in-law are being mezana. If there's nus by the children, also the miracle of my mamarim is not promised. Ay v'chiteima, you may think that it's only if the husband or the children are in violation of leisinov, of eishes ish. V'chiteima, one might say mistakenly, of an eishes ish en, of an ipnuya no. Let's say the husband runs around with single girls. He doesn't start up, he's very careful, he doesn't start up with any eishes ishen. Eshishish is loisinaf, that's an Issa Skila when they eat the karis. It only starts up with single girls. So the Pasuk says wrong. Toshmak, kehem emazanis hiparedu, timakdeshis hizbochu. The Pasuk says there in Hosea, in Treyosar, not only loyef kalaban al sechem, I won't cause the maimamorim miracle to occur if the children, if the husband or the children violate loisinaf, even with kadesha. Kadesha usually, a zaina and a kadesha means a single girl who is mazana, a prostitute. Also, the miracle is not promised. Then the Gemara comments on the last phrase in that pasuk in Hosea. The pasuk says, "My, what does the last phrase mean? The am layovin yilovet. What does it mean? Amar blaz am lam nabri so imatem akpidim alatzmechem. If you yourselves will be careful on loisinaf, if the husband is nizar and the children are nizar on loisinaf, then the miracle of my mamorim was promised. My bokim nushasem bimav." But if the family themselves are not careful on Lysinov or the Mizana with the Pnuyas, Ein Amayim Bodkim Nishasechem. So then the whole miracle is not promised. Miracle only promised if everyone else is observant of the Din. Not rewarding, this is a miracle. So the Baruch Shalom only promises the miracle if you yourself are worthy. Both. Both ways. The miracle is she's going to die if she's guilty, and the miracle that if she's innocent.
So, in other words, this way the women, or whoever gets away with murder, whatever it is.
Okay. You can put it like that. But the miracle was only promised when the generation is worthy.
So what happens, Tak, if there was a situation of a sota and the Mayan Marim doesn't work, so what do you do then?
He has a suffix. If you have kines tira, let's say bizman hazeh, there's no Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says on the first daf, on base on the base, the Gemara says, a husband should be careful never to warn his wife in the presence of two witnesses, am choshed yu biznus al tistri mishplani, because then she may have stir with him, and there's no Beis HaMikdash, and he can't give him my mamarim. Because if you have kinu bifnei shnaim, and then you have the stira, so then he has to get divorced. If the kinu stira, he has to get divorced. He's not allowed to remain with his wife, unless bizman HaMikdash, and the miracle was promised. But if it comes the later period of the Bais Sheni, and the miracle is no longer promised, then he has to get divorced. He has no matir. The Shtiyas HaMayim HaMorim is the matir. So then the Gemara is describing the deterioration of the spiritual status of the Jewish people. Not only were there Ratzchonim, there were murderers Begoloi, and that was the end of the whole institution of Egla Rufa. Not only was there Gilui Arayis, and that was the end of the institution of Maim Hamorim, they can no longer give Hashkvas HaSaita, everything was in a state of deterioration. So the Gemara says, Mishirobu Bali Hanoe, the Rabbanim were paskening Dinei Torah. So there were Rabbanim who didn't want to break their heads to figure out it in Torah. They like to say, Asvare, Apil Pomashayin, the din is like this. So that's called Bali Hanoah. Mishirabu Bali Hanoah, when people like to say nice svaras, a lot of in yeshivas, a lot of times Rabbanim say pilpulim, and they don't check in Shulchan Aruch to see whether it's gehalten or not.
So they,
sometimes it means taking shoychad, that's going to be later. They're going to talk about taking shoychad, the next few lines. But here, Bali Hanoah means they don't work so hard, they're not memisim atzman b'holo shel Torah, they're not interested in working so hard. Whatever sounds good, that's a nice svar. So then the Gemara says, misafsu hadinim. So the psuk, the piske dinim will be incorrect. When it's kalkulah ha-maisim, and the people see the rabbanim are not so medaktik. They're not medaik what it says in Shulchan Aruch, so the hamoinam are also going to be violating. Ve'inoech ba'olam, the Rabban Shalom is not happy with the world that he has. If they're not following the dinim properly, he's not happy. Mishirabu roye panim ba'din. When you have a din Torah, so someone's going to go convince the rabbi and the bezin why he should paskin a favor of Pliny. Pliny is a wealthy balabas. How can you paskin against him? He's a rodim nichbar. He's a poor man. Whatever. So it says in Chumash, you're not allowed to take these into consideration. A din is a din. A din Torah you paskin los aguru mepneish. And the Bryce described Mishra Rabba right part in Madin. The generations got so bad as the years went by. They would paskin in favor of one person against the halacha. Bottle they violated los aguru mepneish. Upasak, and they stopped observing the din los akir upon him amishpot. And what's the upshot of the whole thing? Parkol shamayim. They weren't in observance of God's Torah. The Rabban Shalom gave us a whole chashim mishpot. It's supposed to paskin in the Torah the way it says, not in favor of this one, in favor of that one. Menos na'aleim, old basa badam. Instead of being worried about what the Rabban Shalom wants you to paskin, they're considering political consideration. That's called old basa badam. What's politically correct instead of what's halal, what the Torah says is correct. You're worried about what's politically correct. Then the Brisa continues, Mishirabu lochshe lechishas badin. People would be whispering to the Dayanim, paskin in favor of this one, he's influential, he'll pay you a lot of money, he'll give you shoychad. So when they started lochshe lechishas, they're whispering to the Dayanim, Rabbi Charan af b'Yisrael, the Rabbi Shalom gets angry at the Jewish people. He gave us a Torah, he wants us to observe the Torah in the Torah. And it's Talka Shechina. Why is this Talka Shechina? Mishum Shenema, Bikerev Elokim Mishpot. What does it mean? When the Dayanim give up an honest psak din, so the Shechina Sherva there. The Gemara in the first parak in Shabbos says, when the Dayanim have a din Torah, so they're supposed to have a tifa. They're supposed to wear a talus over their head, they're supposed to wear a hat. A lot of the Rabbanim don't do that. They have a din Torah, so they wear a yarmulke. So it says, there are Hashulchan points out. It's a din in Shulchan Aruch. They're supposed to do a tifa. A tifa means either put a talus over the head if they're wearing a talus, or you wear your hat on. Why? Out of kavod hashchina. We assume supposed to have the whole time. The dayanim is supposed to be batifa the whole time. So that's the pasuk in Tilim. It says b'kerav elokim yishpot. When there's a din Torah, so the Rabban Shalom promises, if it's an honest to goodness din Torah, if the elach dayanim, so Rabban Shalom promises that he will be mashvish shchinasa there, and he will help the dayanim to paskin properly. So once they're doing Ibu Sadin, they're not paskening properly, so the Shechina is not going to be there to help them. Mishirabu, once it was such a common practice that the people used to do Achrei Bitzom, Libam Hoylech, they would take Shoychad and paskin accordingly. Rabu Hoimrim, so everybody was saying, L'rat Toiv L'atoiv Ra. The Dayanim say that this is an Aver, and this is, everything was Kakait, everything was Shaloi Kedin. Whoever gave more shoychad, so the dayanim would pass in their favor. Mishirabu hamer l'rat toiv l'atoiv ra. That's the lashon haposik in Yecheskel. When people, there's so many more people were saying, this a mitzvah is an aver is a mitzvah. Everything kakad, everything backwards, is rabu. Because of that, rabu hoy hoy boilam. That's the lashon hanovi. Also, there were more people complaining about how terrible the situation is. The situation, the ruchnistic situation, keeps on deteriorating because the dayanim are chasing away the shechina. Mishirabu moshche harok, Rashi explains, that's a simon of arrogance, that people leave saliva in their mouth and they talk with the saliva, that they have no respect for anybody else, to speak with a clear diction. So Mishirobo Moshe Harok, when you have arrogant people and you can tell the way they act, the way they talk, the way they walk, the way they dress, everything is with arrogance, is Robo how you hear him. So then you have a lot of Balei Gaiva. When it's Matwa Talmidim, people are not interested in learning Torah. Torah doesn't lead you to honesty. Torah doesn't lead you to Yirah Shemayim, if you see that all the Rabbanim are Balei Gaiva. But Torah is there, Salam, there the Torah is offering itself to people that should come and learn, and no one's grabbing the opportunity. No one is interested in learning Torah. Moshe Rabba, how you hear him? When there were more Balei Gaiva, his Chila Benos Yisrael, Hinosi, like you hear him? Then the girls started to marry Balei Gaiva. There aren't normal people around. Why do they marry Balei Gaiva? Shein Dereda Raya Ela Lefonim. Because the girls only see superficially. So superficially, the Balei Gaiva looks like he's a big Talmid Chacham. So they don't realize that there's anything wrong. Feg the Gemara, what do you mean? The girls don't realize that there's anything wrong if the husband is a Balei Gaiva. V'homamar. We have in a different Gemara that it says, Haiman de Miyaher, if a person is a Balei Gaiva, he won't even have Shalom Bayis. I feel like, even his wife can't stand him. Shadema, based on a Pasuk Geva Yohir, if the husband is a Balei Gaiva, lo yinove. What do you mean, lo yinove? Nove means a home. It means, lo yinove, I feel benove shalom. Even in his own home, he's not going to have Shalom Bayis. So what do you tell me? There's so many Balei Gaiva, so the girls are going to marry Balei Gaiva because they only see superficially. But the other Gemara says that the Balei Gaiva is not going to have any Shalom Bayis. So what do you tell me over here? The girl only sees superficially. She's going to marry Balei Gaiva. And for the Gemara, Meikor Kovtzale. The girl wants a snazzy fellow. So when he comes, he takes her out. He acts with Gaiva. So she thinks, hey, here's a person. He has a clear opinion on everything. He knows what he's talking about. She's going to marry him. Then she falls in. After she marries him, first she thinks that's wonderful. Here's a guy, he's Nishkin Fashlof, and a guy is on the ball. He has an opinion on everything. Then after she gets married, she realizes that he's just a Balei Gaiva. He doesn't know what he's talking about. So then he's not going to have the Shalom Bayis. That's how the Gemara says, Meikora, when she's gone out, is Koftzala, she's going to jump to marry him. She'll want it. But then Lebesofa, after she marries him, then she realizes he's a Balei Gaiva. It's not that he has a good opinion on everything. It's Mitzala Layum. Then the Gemara continues the way everything keeps on getting worse and worse. Then the Mishnahs are going to continue about years before the Churban HaBayis. You can already tell there were various Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash were no longer happening, and then there were when the Romans were starting well Xeris against Yerushalayim, so the Chachamim already introduced Avelus over the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash before the Beis HaMikdash was Churb. Years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that's how the Masechta ends. About the different stages in the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we'll stop here. Parshas Poro, in Shulchan Aruch it says that there is an opinion that there's a mitzvah in our Torah to lay in Parshas Poro. The Mechaber quotes like that. The Vilna Gaon thinks that it's a misprint. There's no Gemara. Parshas Zachar is a Gemara. Mechaber says, how can he say lay in Parshas Poro? There's a mitzvah in our Torah, there's no mocker. So different Mefarshim give different suggestions. So some explain there's a Gemara in the first parak in Yuma. The Gemara says, on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol does the Hakrovas HaKarbonis, part of the Seder Havoida is that he should lay in Kriyas HaTorah Deraisa from Parshas Achrei Mois. Part of the Seder Havoida is he should lay in about the Seder Havoida. So the Gemara says on the same daf, on Daf Hei, when you happen to make a Paraduma, once every 50, 75 years, when you prepare a Paraduma, part of the Seder of Asiyas Paraduma is to lay in Parshas Paro. That's what he means, Parshas Paro is Deraisa. Not once a year, every year, Parshas Paro derives. If and when you happen to be making a Paradum. Yeah, but that doesn't sound like what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch sounds like Parshas Paro derives once a year, every year. So how can it be? So others suggest, no, Parshas Paro derives it's a mitzvah on the Bezdin to lay in Parshas Paro. It's not a Chayvus HaYochid, I call Yochid V'Yochid. Like Parshas Zachar, every Yochid should hear Parshas Zachar once a year. That's what it may imply from the Gemara. Parshas Paro is derisa because there's a pasuk in Vayikra. The Hizartem is Bnei Yisrael mitumasam. The Bezdin has an obligation to be mafresh the tzibur that they shouldn't enter the Mokam Amigdash, they shouldn't enter Harabais in the state of Tuma. That's why the Rabbanut has a sign up by the Mokam Amigdash, the Jewish law they have in Loshon Kodesh, and in English, Jewish law doesn't permit Jewish people to enter into the Harabais because we're all Tomei Bezmanazah. So that's why they say leining parshas para is a din daraisa for the bezdin. The bezdin, the rabbonim and the kehillah who organize leining a parshas zohar, ayotze their mitzvah, the hizartim, the hifrashtim is b'nei yisrael mitumasam, that they shouldn't enter the makam amigdash in the state of tumah. That's how the stipula suggests. Maybe parshas para is daraisa, not al kol yochid v'yochid, as a mitzvah in the bezdin. And others suggest, the Torah Tamim quotes this pshat in his autobiography, in his Mekar Baruch, he quotes from Achrayim. Others suggest that Parshas Parah is deraisa, because Rashi on Parshas Parah quotes from our Moshe HaDarshan that the whole idea of Parah Duma is to serve as a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. The Parah, in real animals, the Egel was an Egel Azov, it wasn't a real animal, but a normal Egel is of lad of a Parah. So the idea is the Jewish people sinned with the Chet HaEgel. We need a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. So the Pasuk says in Chumash Dvarim, we should always remember Zohar Eis Asher Tzavtas Hashem Alkecha Bamidbar. We should always remember the Chet HaEgel. So the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he's not sure, is that a mitzvah l'doiras, that the Jewish people throughout all the generations should remember the Chet HaEgel? Is it only a mitzvah for that generation? Those who sinned, those in the Midbar who participated in the Chet HaEgel, they should remember Chazdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even though you sinned in the Chet HaEgel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu let you all survive. He didn't wipe everybody out. So Ramban writes he's not sure. If it's a mitzvah l'doiras, then it should be listed in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. If it's only HaRosha for that generation, it doesn't belong in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. So if it is a mitzvah l'doiras, what kind of a mitzvah is that? We should all walk around with a guilty feeling. We should all remember the Chet HaEgel. That sounds like a Christian concept. Everyone is born into sin. You start off, everyone's born into sin. So that's what the Torah quotes from the Achrayim. The mitzvah is to remember that it's possible to do tshuva even if everybody did the worst aver. That's how the Gemara says in the first perek in Maseches Avodah Zarah, that l'ho yisol shebar sadar ruim loisa maisa, the Jewish people in the Midbar, right after Maimon HaSinai, the sin with the Chet HaEgel doesn't make sense. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come down exactly the day that they thought, so right away they make an Egel Azov. The whole thing doesn't make sense. After witnessing the Esamakas and the Kriyas Yamsuf and the Maimon HaSinai and everything, they go, they make an Egel Azov to worship Abed Azor. So the Gemara says, L'ho yisol shebar sadar ruim loisa maisa, b'derech ha-teva, it would not have happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspended their Bechir Chavshis and he caused them to sin. That's how the Gemara says. Why? Kedei Lahoris Tshuva L'Rabim, to teach the people that it's possible, even if the whole nation does the worst Aveira in the world, everybody violates Avodah Zarah, it's still possible to do Tshuva. So that's what some Achrayim say, reading Parshas Parah is a Deraisa Dikikiyam of remembering Chet HaEgel. We should remember that even Tavu Haimet Kaneach Tzeraz Beno, even if the entire Klal Yisrael sins with the Chet HaEgel, it's still possible to have a kapara. The Torah gives us the institution of Parah Aduma, which is a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. We should always remember that lesson of tshuva, that it's always possible to do tshuva. Yeah. I want to wish everybody a pleasant summer. This is the last shiur for this Seder, for this Zman, and then after the summer, will we?
We'll have a tikkun after Maariv.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tachanun. None of that, leave it out. Oh.
Someone finally read it.
Uh-huh.